Today marks 5 years since Benedict XVI was elected Pope, but the mood at the Vatican is not very festive. Benedict is at the center of a mounting scandal over pedophile priests. The weekly National Catholic Reporter is calling this the largest institutional crisis in centuries. The Pope met with sex abuse victims in Malta on Sunday, but critics are calling for more concrete action. NPR's Silvia Poggioli looks at the impact of the crisis.
When elected Pope, Benedict was not an outsider. As Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, he had spent nearly a quarter of a century as the Vatican's top enforcer of doctrine. Sandro Magister, a widely read Vatican analyst, explains what Benedict sees as the focus of his papacy.
His priority is to bring God back into the lives of men and bring humanity back on the road to God. And he does this through his sermons, his encyclicals, and his books about Jesus. Words are the essence of this papacy.
Benedict is more bookish theologian than administrator. His style is remote, and he's surrounded by a few loyal aides. Robert Mickens is the Vatican correspondent for the British Catholic weekly, The Tablet.
He's very much almost obsessed with secrecy, with keeping things out of the public eye. He doesn't like the fact that the dramas of the church or debates within theology are played out in the public press.
Benedict is not a good communicator. Some of his words have offended Muslims, Jews, and Anglicans. His rehabilitation of a Holocaust-denying bishop even angered some European government officials.
This is a papacy of permanent crisis.
Marco Politi is a veteran Vatican correspondent.
There was a crisis with the Islam world. There are repeated crises with the Jews all over the world. There has been the crisis with the public opinion about condom and AIDS. He lacks the temper, the style, as a leader always in contact with the public opinion. This is a failure of this papacy.
Swiss theologian Hans Kuhn.
I still hope this can be repaired if he would make an act of courageous reform.
King has known Joseph Ratzinger since they were young advisors at the Second Vatican Council in the 1960s that opened the church to the modern world. A longtime critic of his former colleague, King has written an open letter to the world's bishops with a long list of what he calls Benedict's missed opportunities.
He finally and especially missed the opportunity to make the spirit of the Second Vatican Council the compass for the whole church, including the Vatican itself, and thus to promote the needed reforms of the Catholic Church.
King urges bishops to push for reforms, even disobeying the Pope if necessary. The theologian blames Benedict for fostering an authoritarian system he says is endangering the Church. King claims the Vatican cover-up of clerical sex abuse cases was engineered by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith under Cardinal Ratzinger.
With good reason. Many people today have expected a personal mea culpa of the former prefect and current pope, and instead he passed up the opportunity.
Analyst Sandro Magister disagrees.
Without a doubt, cases of sex abuse by some priests are being used directly to attack Pope Benedict and the Catholic Church. The battle that is being waged by the international media is not against pedophilia. Rather, it is a battle against the Catholic Church.
When he was elected Pope, Benedict stressed the need for a Christian revival in an increasingly secularized Europe. But recent clerical sex abuse revelations in Ireland, Germany, Austria, the Netherlands, and elsewhere seem to have further widened the gap between European Catholics and their church. The president of the Association of Young German Catholics, Dirk Tensler, said recently, "There's no such thing as a Generation Benedict." Young people, he said, have a different idea of how to live their lives. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.